Well, my friends, we're about to complete the first week of our 21-day meditation experience. How you doing? Have you started to feel some subtle shifts toward grace that come from opening up to gratitude? Well, it's always a great homecoming for me to come back to gratitude. Often during these times of growth, there comes a point where we feel some obstacles, some resistance, perhaps even some doubt. And I would encourage you, don't worry. Now's the time to connect even more with your own gratitude. Today, we're going to start to shift our understanding of what those obstacles might really be saying and open the door to even greater grace. Welcome to Day 7, Obstacles to Grace Melt Away. When you feel struggle, pause. Try to take a step back. Give yourself a moment's time to find your center. That struggle is a gift, a whisper. It is your graceful, true self tapping you on the shoulder a little bit, trying to remind you, ever so gently, to look again. Because you always get to choose. Do you react to an obstacle as a negative, or do you embrace it as an opportunity to respond with the open-hearted knowledge that all will be well? When you meet obstacles with gratitude, which is hard to do, I gotta say, but if you can do that, your perception starts to shift. Resistance loses its power, and grace finds a home within you. There is a gift in every moment, good or bad. Allow the wisdom of difficulty to speak to you and lead you to where your life truly wants to go. Deepak helps us set that path. So we're going to listen, and then we're going to meditate. And with every cleansing breath, we're going to clear the way for a more graceful and grateful heart.
Throughout the last 7 days of our 21-day meditation experience, you've learned how to connect gratitude and grace in a real and practical way. This is one of the secrets imparted in the world's wisdom traditions. Grace makes life flow effortlessly when your heart is gladdened and you feel the joy of your true self. When life is a struggle instead, this implies that you're meeting with obstacles. We've all had that experience. On the path of grace, obstacles are not your enemy. No matter how frustrating the experience is, an obstacle is a signal from your true self. It's asking you to take a fresh look at the situation. What you will almost always find is inner resistance. The outer obstacle has mirrored what you're resisting inside. Being grateful comes naturally, but stubborn beliefs can get in the way and block it. These stuck beliefs are generally pessimistic. Looking at life's dark side, we tell ourselves that there isn't much in the world that's worth feeling grateful for. Another block to gratitude is entitlement, a belief that all rewards are earned, paid for, and deserved. If we interpret the positive aspects of our life as what we deserve, there's no reason to be thankful. Entitlement is thinly disguised selfishness. But once we start the practice of gratitude, our perspective opens up. We start to see how the universe generously supports us in countless ways. As this realization sinks in, the sense of entitlement dissolves. You see your life for the cosmic gift it actually is, a gift of grace that renews itself with every breath. From this shift in perception, optimism naturally emerges, because the ups and downs of daily existence pale beside the infinite generosity of nature as a candle pales in the noonday sun. I learned that image when I was a child, and it turned out to be very useful. In moments when you feel resistance inside yourself, whether it's toward a person, something that happened in your day, or a tough obstacle, take a moment by yourself. Close your eyes and allow yourself a moment to become centered. Now see a candle sitting outside in the noonday sun. See the small flame flickering in the breeze. Now visualize how the candle is bathed in sunlight. The sun grows brighter and brighter, and as it does, the candle flame starts to vanish. After a few seconds, you can't see it at all. There is only the blazing light of the sun. Feel this light all around you and say silently, "This is where I really am. This is what is real." You're experiencing a deep truth. It's the perfect way to cap our first week together. As we prepare to meditate together, let's take a moment to consider our centering thought. When I don't resist, I'm in grace. When I don't resist, I'm in grace. Now let's prepare for our meditation. Make yourself comfortable and close your eyes. Begin to be aware of your breath and just breathe slowly and deeply. With each breath, allow yourself to become more deeply relaxed. Now gently introduce the mantra Pranidhana. This mantra guides our awareness in the natural process of letting go of conditioned thinking and expanding into our true self. This is real surrendering when awareness accepts and embraces its full universality. As you think the mantra, feel the candle flame of your small self being bathed in the sunlight of grace. Repeat it silently to yourself. Pranidhana. 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 With each repetition, feel your body, mind, and spirit open and receive just a little more. Whenever you find yourself distracted by thoughts, noises, or physical sensations, simply return your attention to silently repeating the mantra. Pranidhana. 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 Please continue with your meditation. I'll mind the time, and when it's time to end, you'll hear me ring a soft bell. Pranidhana. 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 It's time to release the mantra. Continue to sit restfully, inhaling and exhaling slowly. When you feel ready, you can open your eyes. As you continue with your day, contemplate the centering thought. When I don't resist, I'm in grace. When I don't resist, I'm in grace. When I don't resist, I'm in grace. Namaste.